Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey guys, hey, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here with another episode of Side Hustle Pro. As you know, all this month, we are going back through some of my top tips to help you get your side hustle back up and running. It's okay if the first quarter of the year flew by and you didn't get as much accomplished as you thought you wanted to. That's what April has always been for me. April is a month where I recenter. I say, all right, what's going well? What's not going well? And if I haven't done something, what is causing me to procrastinate? What is it that's holding me back? And I know in my personal life, I have had several conversations with folks who have been dealing with the challenges that I decided to focus on this month. And I figured that some of you guys might relate to this as well. So that is why we are checking in with these particular tips for your side hustle this month. So far, we've gone over how to create content in just 1 hour a week. We've also gone over how to grow your Instagram and TikTok pages much faster. And today, I'll be getting into my strategy to start growing your email list fast. Oh, and by the way, make sure that you have grabbed your ultimate side hustle guide. It's absolutely free. It is the guide where I share how to get your side hustle up and off the ground. It's over on my website. Go over to sidehustlepro.co/start here. I recommend everybody, even if you have started your side hustle or you are thinking about starting a new hustle or any hustle whatsoever, to check out this guide because it will walk you through how you should be thinking about everything from fleshing out your ideas to growing your audience to just talking yourself through the mindset strategies that you will need to thrive on this path of being a side hustler. All right. So go over to sidehustlepro.co/start here. It's also linked in the description. So make sure you go ahead and get that. And again, it's free. I want you guys all to have it. And I'm so excited that I finally have it up on the website. It's been a long time coming. So now let's get into today's episode. We're talking about a quick email strategy to build your list fast. So in today's episode, we're going to discuss this effective strategy that I actually used when I began growing Side Hustle Pro podcast. All right. So a couple of disclaimers before we get into today's episode. All right. Number one. Okay, you guys, listen to what I'm saying. Do not veer off course and say, hey, Nikayla told me to do this. All right, don't go reporting me to the feds or whatever. No, it's not serious. It's not against the law. But I truly want you to know that this is not about spamming people. This is not about going against privacy policies or disrespecting people's inbox. Okay. This is about giving people the option to come into your world. People who already are in your world in one realm, but they may not know that you have this other thing going on. So it's about giving them the option. Okay. Emphasis on the word option. We are never going to do anything without anyone's permission. We're giving them the option. And if they choose not to continue on with us, then we leave them alone. All right. So huge disclaimer before I get into this, because again, this is a strategy that I use. It's very effective. You can do it a couple of different ways. So I'll get into the main way that I use. Then I'll also share some other platforms that you can apply the same strategy on. All right. So we'll be talking about how to quickly start growing your email list. The reason that this came up in a few of the conversations I had recently is because sometimes it's daunting, right? When you launch a product or a service or you have something in mind that you want to launch and you're like, who is going to care? Who am I going to tell about this? Is anyone going to read this? And all these other things. And how you get over those thoughts and those feelings is to think about giving people the option. Number one, not counting yourself out and thinking that people won't be interested, but also giving people the option. So when you give people the option to learn about this service or product that you are creating, it makes you feel more empowered and more confident in what you're doing because you know that these people have elected to get more information. You're not forcing them. You're not just spamming people. These people have actually opted in to hearing from you. So even though they may opt out later on down the line, at this point when you're communicating, each of these people has expressed interest in what you have going on. So you no longer have to worry. You no longer have to feel awkward about it or overwhelmed. Take the first step to invite people. So how you invite people, number one, this strategy that I'm going to start with is a strategy that applies at first to LinkedIn. Now you can apply this elsewhere, which I'll talk about later, but right now you need a LinkedIn account to make the most of this, all right? Because from what I know, from what I've seen, I think LinkedIn is the only one that still provides this information that may change in the future. So hop on this while you still can, all right? So the first step that you're going to do is log into your LinkedIn account. We all know that LinkedIn is a powerful professional networking platform that can help you connect with potential customers and clients in your industry or niche. So if you already are on LinkedIn, you are connected to so many people, people you know, people who you met and wanted to stay connected with, people who you want to meet in the future, who you guys decided to connect virtually first. And these are all people who are already electing to be in your orbit and stay on top of what you have going on and your updates on LinkedIn, right? So step number one, go on over there, you know, dust it off if you haven't logged in a while and realize just what a vast network you truly do have. No matter the number or size of your connections, this is a rich network. This is a quality network. These are real humans, professionals, okay? Step number two is you're going to click on the My Network icon in the top browser of your LinkedIn homepage. You're going to click on My Network and then on the left-hand side of the screen, go over to My Contacts. Okay, go over to Contacts. So again, once you're logged into LinkedIn, click on My Network, then go to Contacts on the left-hand side of the screen, and this will take you to your contact list on LinkedIn. Step number three is you are going to export contacts and select connections. On the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see an option to export contacts. Click on that and on the next screen, select connections. It's important that you select connections. They'll have a bunch of other things that you can select, but those are irrelevant for this exercise. So make sure only connections has the check mark, okay? And then go ahead and export your LinkedIn connections and all their contact information. This will give you a list of email addresses that you can use to build your email list. It's going to take a little while to populate, but they'll send you an email once it's finished to the email that's connected to your LinkedIn account. Again, let me go ahead and insert this disclaimer right here to make sure we're all following along. We're on the same page. This is not your email list, okay? These people are not your email list. These people are your connections that you're going to invite to your email list, all right? Important distinction. We're not keeping them on some email list. We're not going to keep emailing them without their permission. No. We're inviting them because they're our friends. They're in our network, and we want them to know what we have going on, and they would have known that unless we told them, all right? Okay, not your email list, your invite list. Cool. All right.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, copyright 2024.
So now let's get into step number 4, which is, if you don't already have one, open up an account with an email service provider. An email service provider is an account, a tool, a portal where they'll keep all your contacts that are on your email list in the cloud. You know, you go back in there, you're able to do everything from tag the people in your email list with different markers that share, you know, how they joined your list or what they're interested in based on what they click on in the email. You are able to form and craft and design your emails in that email service provider. You're able to create forms, create all sorts of things. So if you haven't already, make sure you open up an account with an email service provider. I currently use ConvertKit. If you want to check out ConvertKit, you can go over to sidehustlepro.co/ConvertKit, and I will link that in the description box as well. No pressure. That is an affiliate link, so I get a small commission if you join through my link. I used MailChimp before I switched over to ConvertKit. ConvertKit was, to me, more advanced when I was ready to truly ramp up my email marketing. But if you want to start first with something like a MailChimp, which I think they still may have a more price-friendly beginner option, and you know, later on down the line, you can import your contacts into whatever service provider you may choose to upgrade to. So it's up to you. I like the tagging functionalities and the ability to, you know, kind of go into my list a little bit deeper there right now with ConvertKit. So that's what I currently use. I've been using them for a few years now, so that could be subject to change, you guys, but that's what I'm currently using. All right. So open up an account with an email service provider, and this is how you effectively manage and send emails to your list. Choose one that fits your needs and budget. So once you open up an account with your email service provider, import the contacts you exported from LinkedIn into your email list. Tag them with a label such as one-time only email announcement, because again, these people are not your list. They're just people you're going to be announcing to. So later on, you can segment them with a different tag once they opt in. Step 6 is to craft your email invitation, aka your invite. I don't mean you need to do like a invite with colors and all of that. You are simply writing an email, okay? You're telling them about what you have going on. For me, when I did this, I shared that, you know, the Side Hustle Pro podcast was launching. You may not have heard from me in a while, but hey, you know, I have this exciting thing going on and I'm so excited to share. I know it's been a while since we connected, but if you would love to stay in touch with Side Hustle Pro and what's going on, feel free to join my email list here. And of course, I shared a little more about what Side Hustle Pro was about and all of that. So a few key things with step 6, crafting your email invitation. If you don't have anything going on yet, don't do this step. Wait till you have something exciting to announce or launch. And it doesn't have to mean, you know, your physical thing is ready yet. But if it's about to be and you want people to be aware of it when it launches, like I could have sent that email right before I launched a show and said, hey, it's coming out on next Wednesday. Like if you want to know when it drops, blah, blah, blah. Join my newsletter here, stay in touch here. You can do that. But don't just, you know, do this exercise because it's not as compelling and people are definitely not going to opt in if it feels flat, if there's nothing exciting going on for them to stay tuned and learn more about or keep hearing more about, all right? So wait till you actually have something to announce to do this exercise, okay? But when you do, give people a way to stay in touch and hear about you. All right. So personalize the email, let them know why they should join your list and what value they can expect from being a subscriber and continuing to hear from you. And then include that call to action, which is the action they should take. So include a join here button or, you know, just hyperlink join here if you don't want to get all fancy with a whole button. And then that link will link out to your sign up form. You may be asking, all right, Nikayla, well, how do I make a sign up form? And don't worry, within your email service provider, these platforms now make it super easy to create forms. So for example, if you sign up with ConvertKit, you can create a form. Once you log in, you'll see, you know, form as one of the things you can create. And then that will exist as its own landing page, aka its own like mini website, one pager website on the internet. And then you can link out to that. So you can create a form for your newsletter. You can see mine at, it's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. If you go to that, you can see what I mean by an opt-in landing page for your newsletter. And then you can link to that with the join here or stay in touch here, keep in touch here, join my list here, all that good stuff. And this is not the time to get worried. Actually, there really is no time to ever get worried. Like this stuff is not that serious. Okay. Test, make mistakes, get better. That's the name of the game. So some people get really serious about your call to action and how it needs to sound. That is like the advanced class of email marketing. And honestly, a lot of us don't need to get to the advanced class for a long, long time. I mean, I'm still working my way through intermediate. Okay. So don't even worry about that. Like whatever you want your call to action to be, if people want to join, if people want to hear more, if people want to stay in touch, they will click on it. Okay. So go ahead and do that. So step number 6 again was crafting the email invitation. And step 7 was directing them to the sign up form by creating that form. Okay. And then you're just going to send out the email. You're going to send out the email and this will be the beginning and the fast, quick way that you can start building up your email list. So believe it or not, that is how the Side Hustle Pro email list began, with an outreach to who I already know. And guess what? People who already know, like, and love you are more likely to support you when you start out in your journey, even if they taper off, you know, eventually, because it may not be their exact niche that they're interested in. And that's okay. All you want to do is start building, because again, it gives you the confidence, it gives you the accountability, and it just gives you the practice and exercise of doing this. So to give you an example, one of the people who I discussed this with, and I hope she doesn't mind me sharing this, but I don't think she will, was one of my sisters. And so she started a newsletter on LinkedIn, and which is great. You know, LinkedIn allows you to start newsletters now and you can do great things with newsletters. Like, as a matter of fact, I think I'm going to start sharing my own newsletter on LinkedIn as well and embedding my podcast episode, because I can do that there. Apparently, I haven't tried it yet. but I digress. Anyway, so my sister has this newsletter and, you know, I shared with her, I said, hey, you may also want to make sure you're owning your audience a little bit more or able to contact your audience outside of LinkedIn by inviting them onto an official email list. So it may just be that they get the newsletter in their inbox so they don't miss it. So that's one, you know, thing you can put as a call to action when you're like, if you'd like to get these newsletters in your inbox so you never miss one, sign up here. So you can still take advantage of social media platforms where you're sharing your newsletter, but now you start to build your connections. You start to build out your ability to contact these people outside of any social platform in case they're ever down, in case they ever just go away. And you'd be surprised how effective that can be. So that is one of the people who I discussed this with. And that's why email is top of mind. And I and LinkedIn for all of us professionals is often an untapped jewel of just opportunity, okay, to let people know what you're doing. Because, hey, at least in my space, right, like most people who are working full time these days are multi-passionate, have side hustles. So just that information around what I'm doing, what others are doing, it piques their interest. So it's an untapped area that I need to tap even more. But even the little bit that I tap, I see benefit from. No matter what, though, you want to make sure that, again, you can reach out to people whenever. They may not go on LinkedIn for a while. I know I don't log in every day, right? However, they're going to check their email every day. So you want to make sure you can contact them outside of any platform. So that's one of the reasons why this whole conversation came about. So I want you guys to use this quick email list strategy to build your list fast. Start it, do it, let me know how it goes. I've shared this with my podcast mogul students before, so a lot of them have started using this. This is, again, how I launched the email list for Side Hustle Pro and how I really started being able to grow. That's one of the ways that I was able to start growing my downloads. Because if you're able to email people and say, hey, this episode is out now, you will get more clicks, engagements, and listens than it when you just post it on social and people are just like scrolling. Being able to, you know, see that email in your inbox, go back to it as a constant reminder is really impactful for anything you want to do, whatever side hustle that you have. All right. One other thing I want to say here, you know, in the beginning, I said that this strategy can be applied to places other than LinkedIn as well. And so I want to share that with you. You can do this with text message also. Now, this is more of a manual process, so this is going to take a lot of your time. But you can also start to build your email list fast by saying, you know what? I'm going to reach out to 100 people this week. You know, I'll do 20 people every day for 5 days or whatever and see how many people respond. And, you know, in that text message, send them a link to join the email list so that they can continue to hear about what you have going on. So if you feel more comfortable with that, if you feel like that's a more personal outreach or people are more in your network, people are more likely to be on their phones, then try it with your text message as well. So that's another way you can employ this strategy. There are many different ways to do this. Again, I love LinkedIn because you are directly getting people's emails that they're using, because if they're not using it, they wouldn't be able to still be connecting on LinkedIn, right? So most of these are active inboxes that you are reaching out to. So go ahead, use this, enjoy, let me know how it goes, and then let us wrap up real quick, all right? So a few reminders for you guys. Remember to personalize your emails, provide value to those people to show why they would want to stay in touch, and consistently engage with them after that to keep growing your list so that they'll share it with other people and ultimately turn your side hustle into a thriving business. So don't forget to head over to sidehustlepro.co/start here for your free guide on how to get your side hustle up and running. And then tune in next week for more tips and strategies on growing your side hustle, getting out of the mental stuckness that you might be in, getting out of any procrastination zone, getting over feeling bad about yourself for what you didn't accomplish in Q1, and just focusing on how to pivot in Q2. All right. Thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro, and I will talk to you next week.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you will receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.